of the topics that has been on our list for perhaps the longest time is what bracha you make on cereals in the morning, on breakfast cereals in the morning. So a few introductory remarks before we discuss the brachas on breakfast cereals. First of all, it is a very, very complicated area of halacha, and my strong recommendation is that you go to the Star K website, you print out the list that they have of pretty much every cereal you would ever think of eating anyway, and you will have there every bracha rishona and bracha achrona that you're supposed to make on a cereal. That would be the easiest way to go about actually knowing what to do without having to actually learn all of the halachos. Second point is that everything I'm going to say tonight is based on the work and research of Rav David Heber Shlita from the Star K, and the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, which also just totally takes all of the work of Rav David Heber Shlita from the Star K. Third thing is that everything I'm going to say tonight does not go according to Rav Abadi Shlita, who has a very simple opinion, makes things much, much easier, and I'm told Mori Virabi, Rabbi Baruch Simon, follows Rav Abadi's opinion on this and most other things, that is that all cold cereals Rav Abadi holds are Bari Pri Adama, end of story, nothing to talk about. So that's all you have to know, and then it makes breakfast time so much less stressful. Only thing is, most poskim don't hold that way, so we're going to assume, for the sake of this discussion, not like Rav Abadi Shlita, who is a phenomenal Talmud Chacham and Posek, but it seems that on this particular issue, most of the poskim do not agree with him. Before we get into the cereals, what about the things you have together with the cereal? Normally people have dry cereal, they don't have it dry, they put milk in the cereal. So how do you deal with the bracha on the milk versus the bracha on the cereal? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Nigros Moshe or Chaim Chel Dalid, Simon Mem Gimel, where he says very clearly that if the milk is there just to make it tastier or make the cereal easier to eat, but the ikar is clearly the cereal, you only need a bracha on the cereal, you do not need to make a bracha on the milk. If you add a lot of milk because you're thirsty, then you would make a bracha on the milk too. But if you're not drinking the milk for the sake of drinking, you're having the cereal for the sake of the cereal, and the milk just helps the cereal go down, so that you only make a bracha on the cereal, not on the milk. Even if you have some milk left over, and you drink up the milk that's left over after all the cereal is gone, you still only make a bracha on the cereal, not on the milk. That's what Moshe writes explicitly in the tshuva. If you have, let's say, fruit, cut up fruit in your cereal, like you cut up bananas or strawberries or something like that into your cereal, so Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that you should make a separate bracha, but most achronim would say otherwise. And the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, he quotes several achronim that disagree with Rav Moshe, and that say that it's like having a few fruits in a vegetable salad. Like you have a vegetable salad that has maybe some mandarin oranges or something in the salad, but it's primarily a vegetable salad where you would only make a bracha on the majority, you would not make a bracha on the minority. This is very common with some of the cereals have like freeze-dried strawberries and things like that in the cereal. So the primary element of the cereal is not the freeze-dried strawberries, it's the flakes of whatever kind that happen to be in the cereal. Corn flakes are a major discussion in the poskim. If the corn was totally crushed into a flour first and then turned into a flake, and according to Rav Heber's research, General Mills corn flakes, total corn flakes are made in this way, then it would be a shahakol. But if it was chunks of corn that were changed into flakes without being ground into a flour first, like post corn flakes, Kellogg's corn flakes, and frosted flakes, then it would be a Bari Pri Ha'adama. If you're not sure, like every other situation, then you would say Shahakol, because Shahakol works for anything. If an ingredient says corn flour, then it's definitely Shahakol, right? If it says corn flour, then you know it was ground into a flour. If it says corn or milled corn, it's much more likely that it's a Ha'adama. But again, if you're not sure, you would go with the Shahakol. That's just in terms of corn flakes. What if you like other kinds of cereals? So it's important to just discuss ingredients for a second. Maybe I should have said this before. Corn flour would be a shahakol. Normally, anything that's ground up to the point that it totally loses its tzura, it's completely crushed, it changes the bracha automatically to a shahakol. The notable exception to that rule is the five grains. A grain that's totally crushed and loses its tzura becomes flour, and then when you mix that flour with water and make something out of it, it will often be a mezonos or a hamosi or something like that. But it does not become a shahakol when you take a grain and crush it up and make it lose its tzura entirely. So grain flour is, now rice is interesting. Rice flour would also does not turn into a shahakol when it becomes flour. It stays in mezonos and would be a bar nefasha. So Rice Krispies, Fruity Pebbles, which we'll get to some other details, but pashtos, if it were made with rice flour, would be mezonos and bar nefashos. Grain flour is mezonos alamichya, right? It would be mezonos and alamichya. Alamichya only if you eat a kezias of it within four minutes. Why is it mezonos? Pashtos, it's pasaba b'kisnin. We had all share in pasaba b'kisnin, and one of the definitions of pasaba b'kisnin, where it's baked to the point, where it's baked to a crisp, where it's not soft like bread. Cereals are crispy if they're good. So that would be pasaba b'kisnin. It's one of the definitions of pasaba b'kisnin. Cheerios is a major discussion, because Cheerios, pasha pshat, is one of the five grains. However, Rav Shechter and Rav Abadi, if I'm not mistaken, both subscribe to the shita of Professor Felix, who, through his research, discovered that Cheerios, that the oats are not really one of the five grains, and therefore they would say you make a hadama on Cheerios as well. Okay, mixture of different flours. What if you have different flours that are all mixed together in the ingredients? You have some wheat flour, some rice flour, all different kinds of flours mixed together. So if the grain flour is there for taste, meaning if it's the first ingredient, then you know for sure it's definitely there for taste. Or even if it's not the first ingredient, if it's there for taste, you would say mezonos. You'd say alamichya, pashtus only if you eat a kezayis b'kdei achilas pras, and if there are a lot of different flours mixed in, so it's unlikely you're actually going to get a kezayis of the grain flour b'kdei achilas pras. According to Rav Heber, he thinks even eating kezayis b'kdei achilas pras of the whole taroves is okay for an alamichya, that you don't need to have a kezayis b'kdei achilas pras of the grain flour. Examples of mixtures of flours and cereals: Kellogg's Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Honeycombs, Alphabets. So all those things, the grain is in it, and the grain is there for taste, and therefore it would still retain the bracha of mezonos, even though there are other kinds of flour mixed in that are not grain flour. So it would still be a mezonos. Bran, if it's real bran, so that would have a din of subin, and that would be shahakal. But you, be careful, because a lot of the things that are advertised as bran aren't real bran. It's they because bran tastes disgusting, so they want to have a cereal that tastes decent. So it's not really pure bran. Usually, it's they keep the endosperm of the wheat and the flake, and that's really the ikker, and that's going to be a mezonos still. If the grain is only there for texture, but it's not there for taste. So, which is very hard to know, but that would be a shahakal. An example of where that would happen is if, let's say, it's called wheat starch. It's not even called wheat flour. It's called wheat starch, and it's listed after the corn flour, such as Cocoa Puffs. So Cocoa Puffs, that's the metzias, that it's called wheat starch, and it's listed after the corn flour. So then it's definitely just for texture. It's not for taste at all. Then it would be shahakal. Cap'n Crunch, Trix, all those types of cereal, they do have some grain flour in them, but it's purely for texture. It's not for taste at all. So those cereals would be shahakal. Postkim had a great time when the cereal Crispix came out, because that poses all sorts of unique challenges, because it's not really mixed together. It's very distinct, one side and the other side, and two totally different kinds of flour. And there's no row, because it's exactly 50-50. So very geschmack of Shaila. So Crispix doesn't have a majority on either side. So what Rabbi Heber suggests is same as Zonos on the rice side first. The rice side is the dimmer side. And then say Hadama on the corn side, which is the brighter side. So that's how you'd have to eat Crispix. Very delicious. If you're not sure what to do, so then you would say shahakal, but the bracha achrona would be very tricky, because it's not so pashut, but you could just play it safe with any bracha achrona. So it's always best to stay out of sveikos. Puffed cereals are also an interesting discussion. Some cereals, they never grind down into a flour; they somehow puff it by using some sort of heat and air, and they just they take a kernel of rice and turn it into a rice crispy. So there are cereals that are made this way. In that case, l'chora, it should stay a hadama. If it's like eating any toasted grains, Rav Abadi, when he says all cereals are hadama, he holds every cereal has a din of like toasted wheat, of like toasted grains that are never really made into a cake-like substance. He holds. I tried to figure out the svara exactly. I have his chelik aleph of his tshuvas at home, and he only has one line where someone asks him what bracha you make on Rice Krispies, and his answer is hadama, because it's like kleios. That's all he says. He doesn't give any explanation. Someone told me, B'Shem Rabbi Simon, that in his second volume of tshuvas, he has a whole tshuva explaining it, but I can't find it in any store. So I'm stuck in the meantime. But that's the idea, that when you have a toasted grain, something like that, it would still remain a ha'adama. Now the Rice Krispies pashtus are mezonos, though, because they're also cooked. They're not just puffed into a crispy. They're also cooked. So if it's cooked, then it's like rice. Then it's mezonos. Corn pops are ha'adama. Corn pops that are made in America, at least, are ha'adama. But in Canada, it's made into a flour first. And if it's made into flour first, then it's a shahakal. But as long as you stay on the side of the border, it would be ha'adama. Puffed wheat also would be ha'adama for that reason. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a cereal he calls sugar crisp. Sugar crisp, I believe, is now called golden crisp. I believe it's the same exact cereal, or honey smacks, also very similar. I believe it's the same exact cereal. They just changed that. I remember when I was a kid, they changed the name of that cereal like every week. Super golden crisp, super sugar crisp, sugar, super crisps. Like they changed it. It remained the same cereal throughout. They're cooked in water before they're puffed with heat, so most would say it becomes a mezonos. Others say it's still a hadama because the water doesn't really cook it. The water is just there for doing other things to it, but pashtus is that it would remain a mezonos. Rav Moshe is not sure which way to go. He says either bracha really works, however, whichever way you want to go. The most nogea shayla probably is when it comes to, these are all nogea obviously, but granola is a major discussion along these lines. If granola is cooked in water, so then it becomes a mezonos. But if the granola is just toasted, so that's like a toasted grain, and that becomes, that's a hadama, that remains a hadama. So granola bars is a major discussion in the poskim, right? So if the metzius is, which I believe it is, that it's cooked in water, then most poskim would say that it would be a mezonos. But if you have like a granola mix as like a topping or something, and sometimes when you put the topping on the yogurt or whatever it might be, so then you only make a bracha on the yogurt anyway. But if let's say you're munching on the topping, because you just like the taste of the topping, so very often the way granola is made is it will be a hadama. So people very often aren't aware of that halacha. So that's the very short version of the halachas of what bracha to make on cereal. And the even shorter version is to print out the Star K chart, and then you'll know exactly what bracha to make on cereal.